Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back to the Morning News with Dave Lee. Henry Lake in for Dave Lee on this Tuesday morning on The Good Neighbor. We are still awaiting the jury deliberations for the Derek Chauvin trial. All of us, not just here locally, but nationally and actually globally. And joining us now to give us maybe some perspective and thoughts on the community is D.A. Bullock from Reclaim the Block. He's joining us here on the Morning News. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Henry. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on. And first off, give our listening audience a little perspective and kind of describe it or tell us a little bit about Reclaim the Block.
So, yeah, our organization is, you know, community-based. We got together in 2018 and really dedicated to taking defunding the Minneapolis Police Department and taking that funding and allocating it to safety measures in the community that we know work, actually work, and are community-based and community-designed.
So when you look at everything that has been going on with the Derek Chauvin trial, I guess, what are some of the thoughts from the community out there, you being in the middle of it, that you've heard from people as we await the verdict here?
I know people are experiencing heartache and trauma that, you know, naturally is brought back with this case and a lot of the details of the case. And I know, obviously, the increased trauma with the killing of Dante Wright is only exacerbated the pain, and we haven't had an opportunity to heal. And I think, you know, that's an important component of this too. And I think people are looking for opportunities to heal, but also, you know, we're looking for ultimate justice, and that's not just about a conviction or this particular case, but that's about the entire system of policing.
Yeah, and that was that you just kind of were going where I was going to go for the question here, and that just I've asked that question to people on my show last week, and I still haven't really gotten an answer about what is justice. How do we define justice? Because justice isn't a settlement, it isn't a check. Do you have an answer for that?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it is really about fundamental change, and what I mean by that, and I think, you know, your listeners should think about, like, How did police change after Muhammad Noor was convicted? Like, that one conviction, did that really change the operation of Minneapolis Police Department? The answer is obviously no, because we had the death of George Floyd. So what we should really be thinking about is, how are we really putting pressure on our elected officials and our, you know, who put these people in place to really do fundamental real change? And that's the only way we see real justice.
Yeah. For more information, you can go to their website, reclaimtheblock.org. D.A. Bullock from Reclaim the Block, I appreciate your time this morning, sir.
Thank you for having me.
All right, take care. All right, coming up next, we will take a look at the local weather and traffic. I have a couple of things to mention, being at the mercy of technology, and I thank you guys for continuing to stay with us. More of the Morning News with Dave Lee. Henry Lake in for Dave Lee. Shortly, too, we'll be talking to Mike Max and also Patrick Raycamp from the Minneapolis-St. Paul Business Journal. All of that and a Chauvin trial update before we're done here on the Morning News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.